Campus FM vi presenta Aslitz. Tmeshi program Dulcima Aquilina.
Isellem semija ta' żwied fina Dulcima Aquilina nilqakom għal program tal-lum. Qabel nintroduċi lill-mistidna tal-lum infakarkom li jekk hemm xi ġenituri li għandhom it-tfal interessati li jippreżentaw miegħi fl-iskedda tas-sajf jibatuli messaġġ privat fuq il-Facebook page ta' Żlied. Illum għandi lil Sera Galia Żagħżugħa li ser taqsam l-esperjenza tagħha magħna u titkellem fuq OCD. OCD fil-fema tiegħi hija kelma li saret tintuża ħafna b'mod trendy u żbaljat minn persuni biex jgħaddu l-messaġġ li huma jew notfa ħafna jew perfezzjonisti, iżda l-fatti huma differenti. OCD iġib anzjetà kbira li jkollha bżonn tiġi trattata b'kura minn professjonist. Bonġu Sara.
Bonġu.
Grazzi. Kif inti?
I'm okay, thank you. And you?
Tajba ħafna. Għandi lilek qudiemi tajba żgur.
Thank you, thank you.
Ma taħsibx li OCD, il-kelma OCD, qed tiġi, qed jgħidwa ta' spiss u qed tiġi sa' trend?
It's abused, more than anything, because if someone is, as you said, over-tidy, oh, I'm so OCD, or if I need to file my papers because I'm so OCD, when I hear these things, it's just like, no. OCD isn't just wanting to be tidy or needing to file your papers. OCD is so much more than that. It's like kind of when you say someone's sad and you say, oh, I'm so depressed. Like, you're not even scratching the surface of what it means to have OCD or what it means to be depressed.
Issa qed niftaħru li konna timbru ta' OCD. Fil-fatt mhuwiex hekk. Persuna b'OCD għandha bżonn il-kura, il-kura. Mela ħanibdew, x'inhi OCD?
OCD is, it's a short for obsessive compulsive disorder. So basically, there's the obsession part and there's the compulsion part. It's something that needs to be treated, be it by therapy and be it by medication. The thing is that OCD is sort of dangerous in the sense that if it goes untreated, it can be comorbid with other sorts of problems, mental health issues, like for example depression. And depression but has its own implications, like suicide rates and maybe self-harm and feelings of hopelessness. So there's a lot.
Jekk qed nifmek sew, l-OCD ikolla fija, apparti affarijiet oħra, ħsibijiet mhux kontrollati u repetittivi.
Yes, exactly, yes.
U, I mean, aġir, rituali.
Yes, exactly.
Teħel fuq l-istess ħsib.
Yes, exactly. So, the obsession is that basically you have a thought in your mind. I mean, everyone has these thoughts, these compulsions in their mind. Like, for example, did I switch off the cooker? For example, everyone has these thoughts, but with OCD, basically, it's like, did I switch off the cooker? And then you ruminate over it, and you think about it, and you continue thinking about it. It can affect your whole day. It can lead to anxiety and panic attacks until you go home, and that's the compulsion. Until you go home and check if the cooker is off. That provides reassurance.
Exactly. Tibda tinduna x'inhu jiġri għax għandek ħsieb moħħok tibqa' taħseb fuqu.
Exactly, exactly. Like, if 10 things are going absolutely great during the day, you are going to keep focusing on that one obsessive thought. And everything else, you could win the lottery, and you would still think about whether or not the cooker is on. That's to the extent.
Mela ħanibdew bl-esperjenza tiegħek. Kemm kellek età? Meta ħassejt daw is-sintomi. U x-sintomi kienu?
I think my first symptoms started coming out like when I was about 12-13. At first it was a matter of cleanliness sort of. My hands needed to be clean all the time. For example, if I would go out somewhere outside my house, I would feel that my hands were stained. And I would say, okay, I need to wash my hands now. At first it wasn't so bad, it was controllable. But then over time, from washing my hands only, it started being like, for example, I wouldn't sit down on chairs directly because I believed that they were dirty. So I would sit down either, you know, in the sitting pose where you put your leg under your bum, or I would put a file underneath me. It started getting worse from there, sort of, from 13 years on.
Meta tajt taħsel idejk? biex namlu distinzjoni. Kemm il-darba taħsel idejk u kemm id-dum taħsel idejk. Għax hawn min iħobb jaħsel idu. Pero kemm kont id-dum taħsel idejk inti?
In the beginning, it wasn't more than a usual hand washing, like a few seconds. But then as I got older, one of the worst cases where I washed my hands was sort of over 15 minutes washing my hands.
15 minuta taħsel idejk?
Yes, with the time. Because my mom had actually timed me. And she said, do you know you just spent 15 minutes washing your hands?
U f'dawk il-15 minuta li qed taħsel idejk, jien x'kont taħseb?
That my hands aren't clean enough, that they're still contaminated.
U ma kellekx il-ħin. Jiġifieri ma kontx qed tara għaddej 15 minuta.
15 minutes felt like 5 seconds. You don't see the time passing.
Sense of timing ma kellekx.
Nothing. It was like a sort of that in you're in a dream state. You don't realize that you're spending 15 minutes washing your hands, or else you wouldn't be doing it. I mean, it's insane.
Jiġifieri intu taħsel idek mhux daydreaming, letteralment qed tiffoka.
Exactly. You're so involved in hand washing and making sure that the soap hits every crevice and every, you know, wrinkle in your hand and every possible part of your hand, that 15 minutes fly by.
Ul-fajl, ġifiri, soċjalment, ta' 12 sena, tista' tmur camping, tmur tiġi feriqi, daw kont tagħmilhom jew kienu qed jiżammuk l-OCD minni tagħmel daw l-affarijiet?
I used to do these things, I mean, my life was quite normal as such, but then the second, it's when I got home that the OCD burst out sort of thing, like, for example, if I used to go out and play with my friends and we used to be on our bikes, my hands used to feel contaminated. Like, the second I got home, I didn't even step foot in the door, and I'm already thinking about washing my hands.
Kif ifatwet l-kajtek?
Well, to a certain extent, I mean, I grew up with it. So for me, the symptoms were sort of like a part of my life. It's only when the symptoms started getting really bad that I started saying, you know, there's a problem, and then you feel down. You say... Yes, I realized that there was a problem.
Tkun aware.
And then I had read somewhere, like on a magazine or something, about this OCD. I looked it up and I started doing my research and I was like, okay, this sounds exactly like what I do. It's like, exactly.
Allora, għaliex persuna b'OCD ma twaqqafx li lam nifisa, la taf li qed tagħmel xi ħaġa li mhux irrational?
Because OCD is not rational. Basically, for example, when I used to wash my hands, I used to know. If I wash my hands once, twice, three times, my hands are going to be clean. But there's a part of OCD, it's the compulsion. It doesn't stop you, it doesn't let you be rational. So you could be the most rational person in the world, but with OCD you say, okay, my hands are clean, but what if they're not? And then you have the doubts. And that's another obsession. The compulsion comes in and you'd want to wash your hands. It's a repetitive cycle. And the worst part of it is that once you do the compulsion, like for example washing your hands, you feel reassured, you feel calm. So your mind says, ah, whenever I do the compulsion, I feel calm. Therefore compulsion equals good, because you feel calm.
Okay.
So your body learns how to sort of condition itself.
Tħall routine.
Yes, and it becomes a routine.
Semmina affarijiet iktar li tkont tagħmel.
For example, one of the most things I used to do was, in our house, basically, we have, for example, two or three switches next to each other that switch off different parts of the room. If I didn't switch off the switches at the same time, if I didn't hear them click at the same time, I would have to switch them on and off again. So that would lead my dad to, you know, scream up the stairs, like, talk it down and all of this, you know.
Message ħareġ, dik hija OCD.
Basically, yes.
Jiġifieri, dil persuna jkollha l-switches quddiemha u jekk ma titfihomx jew tixagħlhom fl-istess ħin, tarġa' tirrepeti ruha sakemm iġibhom f'livell wieħed fl-istess ħin.
Yes, exactly. For example, with folding my clothes. If I didn't fold my clothes in a certain way, through a certain ritual, for example, you know, putting the two sides of the jeans together, you know, if I didn't do that properly, I would do it again and again and again until it was perfect. But this is not perfectionism. It's not me wanting to be perfect. It's me having anxiety if I didn't do something right.
Il-ġenituri, sadan it-tant, għan it-kemmu naqrafu il-ġenituri u l-familja tijak.
indunaw nasu, mux nu għaddej, xkienu il-rotazzjoni taħħom,
għall-ewwel? At first, I mean, at first when my parents saw me washing my hands and doing all these things, sort of at first they must have thought, like, in fact that's the case, they said, okay, so she's a bit of a perfectionist. And then they probably attributed it to puberty, you know, and something I would grow out of. But then it got to a stage when they realized, sort of, okay, she's not going to grow out of this. This is something here to stay. And also, in my family, there is a history of OCD. My dad had OCD, and he managed to, you know, the symptoms now are at bay. He managed to control it.
Ġifri, il-kondizjoni mhux hija biologika wkoll.
Yes, there is a sense of... And as well, it's in the environment as well. If you see people doing certain things, you know, certain repetitive behaviors, you kind of learn them. But I think there is a biological aspect to it, I guess.
U kif ġara?
Well...
Għax inti tatnax il-sena, għadek żgħira wisq.
Yes, exactly. So for the beginning, when I was 12, they kind of let nature take its course in a way. It was only until I got into sixth form, when I turned 16, that the symptoms got terrible. It was when the hand washing was 15 minutes long, you know. It's only then when my parents were like, okay, we need to do something about this. She's not going to get better on her own. Like, we need to help her.
Kellek symptom ita depression?
Yes.
At 16.
Because that's the thing. When you have OCD, you start saying, kind of, I'm worthless because I can't control my thoughts. You know, it's hopeless. It's a hopeless situation. You can't control, you're not in control of yourself. And not being in control of yourself is one of the worst feelings ever. So yes, there was symptoms of depression.
Ġifiri, fl-istress stress li jaddu minnom kull zazuhu zazuhu għalli għet jamlu low level. Dak affettwa lilek?
The low levels, no. But other life events, you know, like, trigger it.
Okay.
Because, for example, during O-levels, I felt very in control of my studies, so I was relatively calm. It's only when the stress levels really hit the roof that the OCD symptoms blow up.
Sa 16 years, il-ħajja soċjali tiegħek kienet baqgħet għaddejja normali
mal-ħbieb u hekk? Yes, yes. I mean, in a sense, like, you know, everyone, when they're young, they fall out with their friends. But but as such, I had a normal social life. I mean,
Atma warbek, yo.
No, because I kept it hidden. If I washed my hands, I didn't let anyone see it, except, you know, whoever lived in my house. Mm-hmm. My OCD was relatively...
Konti naħlaq fil-kamra tijak, konti tkipi, konti
enough,
tamil tantrums, yo.
Yes. When I was 12, 13, I used to cry a lot about it. And then when I got older and the OCD symptoms blew up, as I said, at 16, I used to throw tantrums, like full-on tantrums, you know?
Pal?
Like, at one point I developed a chikatilo mania, and I started hair pulling to kind of relieve the symptoms of the stress. I mean, I would pull out clumps of hair and it would relax me, and my mom would come up to me and she said, "Do you know how much hair you pulled out of your head?" And I would say, no, it's not mine, but my hair was red at that point, so I was the only one. No, I couldn't, you know, say, no, it was one of my sisters, I have two sisters, so, I mean, I couldn't get out of it, I was the only one with red hair, and she said, yes, it was you.
Meta jkollok persuna OCD, jew kull tip nistgħu ngħid ta' kundizzjoni, tista' toħloq turbulenza sakemm id-dar anke bejn il-ġenituri jew l-aħwa.
Yes, of course. I mean, first of all, the parents could be in conflict because they don't know what to do. For example, this wasn't the case with my parents, but it could be the case with any other parents. Mm-hmm. For example, one would decide, like, we need to take her to a psychologist or a psychiatrist, and the other parent would be like, no, we don't want to, I don't want to. It could create tension between the siblings, that, for example, they see that once the sibling with OCD is getting a lot of attention, they don't understand it and they say, okay, so why aren't I getting that attention?
So.
It could cause a lot of tension.
Issa, mela, mort ħadu kallajnuna huma.
Yes, exactly.
Mal-lew.
At first I was a bit reluctant because I didn't know what it meant. Well, to go to a therapist, basically, I accepted straight away. But then when it got to the psychiatrist, I was very reluctant.
Okay.
And I didn't want to go.
Psychologist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mort?
But for me, I don't feel that it worked because it felt like I was constantly opening a wound.
Did you feel more to our cognitive behavior therapy?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel that it sort of... I felt that the problem was deeper than that because it got to a point where it was uncontrollable. So for me to go to someone and to tell me, you know, talk to me about your childhood, I it wasn't getting through to me. So I stopped
going. Yes.
I think it was about a month.
Enough.
And then I said, I can't go. I was feeling worse every time. I would go home and throw a tantrum after. And I said, you know, it's not working out for me. Like, I better just, you know, if I'm going to feel terrible about myself, I might as well stay home.
Mala, dik it-terapi għamenitekx. Ġara?
So
completed sixth form?
Yes, I continued sixth form, and it was a few months before the A-levels. The symptoms blew up. That's when I got the slight depression and the trichotillomania. And my parents were like, okay, we need to go and see a psychiatrist. And my parents came up to me and they said, would you agree if we go and speak to a psychiatrist? And I told them flat out, no. And I kept on refusing. They
you
set up...
Kelik panic attack?
Full-on panic attack. Tantrum, screaming, how dare you, you know, I don't want to go, I will never go, you know. The day, my parents set up an appointment anyway, the day of the appointment came, and they came with me, so I didn't have to go alone. The fact that they were there, I mean, till today, it's something so amazing that they did. It's not every parent would accept it, mm-hmm. And both of them came with me, and literally held my hand through the session. You know, and it wasn't a nice experience, but at the same time it was, because it really showed their love for me.
Xkien l-assessment li sarlek?
Basically, at the time, I had basically a sort of the beginning of a depression, sort of, mm-hmm. And basically, yes, he confirmed that I have OCD.
U meta ġej diagnosed mela OCD, int kif ħassejtek? Relieved? Jiġifieri li issa tista' tagħmel xi ħaġa fuqha?
Yes, it was a relief. It's saying like, oh my god, after all these years of speculation, I finally have an answer. Yes, I have OCD. It's not something that goes away easily, but it can be controlled. And the fact that I knew that I could control it one day or another was such a relief. It was something nice. And the fact that, for example, my parents knew, okay, she's not going through a phase, it's something real. Mm-hmm. It was good as well.
U kem ta'uk trattament?
Yes.
U trattament kien?
Antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the antidepressants controlled the OCD.
Ecco.
So it was very good.
U damet biex tibda tħoss il-rizultati?
I felt better after about a week. Because, first of all, the fact that you're taking medication makes you feel better. It's like when you have a cold and you start taking medication, mm-hmm. You know, you feel good because you're doing something about it. So the fact that I was taking medication, I was feeling better. Of course, there were the side effects, like my blood pressure went really low, I started feeling dizzy, but that's sort of in the beginning until you mm-hmm, get used mm-hmm, to it. Mm-hmm. But then once you... once you take them, you start feeling better immediately because your body realizes...
Għarak kem importanti li tmur għall-għajnuna.
Yes, and go once you start feeling kind of... Anyone who experiences OCD or depression or any sort of mental health issue, once you start feeling the symptoms, you should go straight away because, I mean, ħalli the doctor or whatever tells you there's nothing we can do for now... But the fact that you go, it gives you a sense of empowerment as well, that you can control your own body as well.
Il-ġenituri tiegħek ingħataw għajnuna? Kif jistgħu jaġixxu miegħek ir-reazzjoni tagħhom meta jkollok naf seta' jkollok tantrum jew jarawk fil-kamra tas-sodda għal tul ta' żmien waħdek?
No, because the thing is, me and my family, we have a very open communication between us. So for example, if I was feeling an anxiety attack or a panic attack coming on, I would go up to my mom and I would tell her, I'm having a panic attack. And she would tell me, okay, because panic attacks are part of OCD as uh-huh. well. Like, she'd tell me, okay, calm down, breathe. So And as well, after the panic attack or in between the episodes of OCD, I would tell her, for example, when I have a compulsion, this is what I would be feeling, and I need you to do this, this and this to make me feel better.
Allora, għalik di kienet tajba dik is-sitwazzjoni?
Yes.
Omma kummissina kienet jirriġixxu b'mod tajjeb għalik?
Because they were reacting in a way that I wanted them to react. Sort of, we would talk about it and they said, okay, so if you have a tantrum, what do you need us to do? Mm-hmm. And I would tell them, for example, come and give me a hug. It would make me feel much better. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The fact that we communicated.
Importanti li kollok familja, familja maquda li tatik il-support u kont laki li sibtu da support.
There's nothing more important than social support. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be from your parents. It can be from your friends, from a relative, from even from school.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you have someone supporting you.
Intu now she darb she drab l-iskola?
I think they must have when I was in secondary school. I think they must have realized something was up. But now at university, sort of, I'm more open with my lectures. And for example, when they pass around the attendance, for example, at the end of the lecture, I go and check to make sure I've signed. I know I've signed, but my OCD tells me, oh, you didn't sign.
Okay.
So I would tell them, like, sort of, listen, I have OCD. I have this compulsive need to check.
Okay.
And they tell me, okay, you can only check once, though, because they realize that if they feed the obsession, it will make it worse. So they say, you can check it once, but not more than once, you know?
Mela, kem importanti li ta' madwarek, kem kollegi tiegħek fuq ix-xogħol għadha pitada, kem kollegi l-università, kem ħbieb, ikunu jafu li għandek l-OCD. Kem importanti li ma taħbiex dil-kondizzjoni?
Well, I think it's important that you don't hide it. But then again, you don't need to tell everyone.
Okay.
So you don't need to tell an acquaintance, for example, oh, hi, my name is Sarah, nice to meet you, I have OCD, you know. But close friends, family, any sort of relatives, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever, they should know. It's not something you should hide. Because, for example, if they see that you have a particular symptom, they can help you,
okay,
you know.
We are doing it, exactly. Il-kondizjoni li għandha.
And OCD tends to make a person, like for example for me, if I've had a particularly bad compulsion, I would be in a very bad mood. So if someone, basically if I'm very irritable, someone would come along, ooh, jeħel marasi, for example, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Semmejt li, meta konna etni proprio program, li kellek relazzjoni fil-fizmin li kontet uħu l-kura. Ux ġara minna?
Basically, with that relationship, this was a previous relationship. It was quite a rocky relationship. So, kind of, the feelings of depression became amplified because in the relationship with my ex-boyfriend, I felt kind of worthless, and feelings of worthlessness and hopelessness are part and parcel with depression, and you know, and sort of OCD as well. So in a way, the symptoms flared up, but at the same time, I could control them because I knew where they were coming from. It wasn't necessarily my OCD making me feel hopeless, but the relationship I was in.
But ma bqajtux flimkien.
No, and then we broke up. So after that, I felt much better, but still the sort of the resonances of feelings, of negative feelings, basically kept on to a certain extent.
Jiġifieri hemmhekk ma l-OCD ma fetwatek xejn.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, OCD was always below the surface, but it didn't really
trigger again. Imma mbagħad kien hemm esperjenza fejn arġajt, kellek relapse, fizmin A-levels, ek minn istiħdam.
Yes, during the A-levels I had a relapse, and that's basically when I went to the psychiatrist to seek help, you know?
I see. Ma ddejtx mill-eżamijiet? Complete, ma deċ min eżami wieħed.
But that's when I got into university the first time.
Aha. Mbagħad, x'ġara, bqajt tippersisti, ġifri ma qtajtx
għandek. So basically what happened was I went into a particular course in university, then this breakup happened during the exams of the first course, and basically I failed a very big exam, and they told me, you know, Sarah, like, you can't continue, you have to repeat the year or else leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I was determined to a point. So I agreed, I said, okay, fine, I'll repeat the year. But then because of certain circumstances, I said, okay, I cannot continue this course, and I left. Mm-hmm. But I left not because only because of OCD. I mean, I was feeling very depressed as well at this point. I didn't want to stay in this course anymore. It wasn't makinċal qalbi. So I left.
Il-ġini sibt tip ta' diskriminazzjoni minn sħabek jew minn persuni oħra?
Well, as such, everyone I've told so far have been very okay with the idea. Some people don't understand it and they say, OCD, what's that? Mm-hmm. And you know, you talk about it.
That's okay, ma jkunux jafu xini OCD.
Yeah, exactly. And I explain it. And
if they're
say,
open to know.
Exactly, yes. And for example, they say, ah, but you don't seem like you have OCD. And mm-hmm. I tell them, ah, I'm very good at hiding it, you know, and we joke about it. The thing is, with my close friends, and they know who they are, and we joke about it a lot. I mean, I love humor and all of this. And sometimes, like, for example, when I was young and I was picked on because I was a bit chubby, mm-hmm. they used to tell me, umur kul donut, and I used to tell them, ħallini taħx, ħatqabad nil-ġuħ. So it's now, like, that I'm getting better, I say, you know, it's the same thing with my OCD. For example, if we have an exam coming up where we have to talk about mental health and all of this, and I tell them, you know, in the section about OCD, I'm going to get a higher mark than all of you because I know so much about it. They tell me.
Fil-fat kellek ġraja li għamilċi assignments u il-mark li s-sessem.
Yes, yes.
I didn't know fuqa.
So basically what had happened was I had two assignments from the same lecture, by the study units were of the same lecturer, and I had two different assignments, and one of the assignments I did during episodes of panic attacks and compulsions and OCD and all of this. And in that exam, I got a 60. In that assignment, sorry. In the other assignment that I did when I was relatively calm, and you know, and I said, okay, I can do this, I got an 80. That's 20 marks difference. And I spoke to the lecturer, and she told me it was like two different people were doing it. I said, no, it was the same person. One of them had OCD, and the other one was calm. You know, the other persona of the same person sort of thing.
Sa illum il-ġurnata inti edha second year psychology. Tħalt għal dal-kors.
Yes, second year English and psychology.
English and psychology. Tħalt għal dal-kors. Għalix?
I started the English part first. So from when I was very young, I was a total bookworm. I mean, I devoured books like nothing else. I mean, I love English. I love every aspect of English. So that was easy. Choosing psychology was easy as well, because growing up with OCD, kind of, it makes you very intrigued by the human mind, and you start thinking, okay, so I'm not the only person with OCD, and apart from OCD, there are many other conditions and disorders and all of this that people face. I said, so I want to learn more about that, and it's so interesting, though. It interests me. I can't even describe how much psychology interests me. It's amazing. It's, you understand, and the fact that I do psychology and I learn about OCD, I understand myself more.
Yes,
exactly. Because, for example, if I have a compulsion, I say, okay, so, for example, in class we learn that this is a compulsion and this is not real. And they say, if it's not real, I can rationalize. And it helps.
It's a sense of reassurance.
Exactly.
And the bżon in ħin kollu li tkun reassured? Your person with OCD and the bżon.
Yes, a person with OCD tends to have the, you know, the tendency to be reassured. Like, for example, let's take the example of the cooker. For example, if a person with OCD thinks that they left the cooker on, they will call home and say, you know, mom, did I leave the cooker on? Mm-hmm. The mom would go and check and say no. You know, so that's reassurance.
Okay.
But then it can go to another level where sort of the individual would be like, but what if my mom is lying? You know, and what if the cooker is really on, you know? And they would call again, and maybe call someone else, and call maybe someone else to go and check on the cooker, like call their dad or call their sister, you know?
U per eżempju, illum, meta jkollok bżonn tippreparar l-kotba biex toħodhom miegħek x'imkien għadek, l-istess situazzjoni tarġa' toħroġ u tarġa' ddaħħalhom sakemm iġibhom kif tixtiqhom int?
Right now, no. But when I was in sixth form, I used to do it, and if, like, for example, I used to put, you know, in kind of by size, you know, so the biggest file stays at the back and the smallest book at the front.
Ara kemm tajjew.
Oh, it's so tiring. it's tiring. It's
physically tiring. Għalikom u għal samadwar kom.
Yes, exactly.
U kem titardjaw. U kem jinħela zmin mil-ġurnata.
Of course.
Jek korret, għan għanġal nġiblek l-eżempju tal-15 minuta taħselide. Għara, ħlejt minn affarji, toħra ġifri jek intart, tint ħadibqa taħselide, ma jimpurtax li intart u xe.
Exactly. So if you would be, so if a person would be late to go to school or to go to work, like the compulsion takes over. It's more important for you. It's more important than work or school or anything. So you'd be there washing your hands, knowing you're late for school and you can't do anything about it. You're like literally, not literally, but like you feel glued to the floor and glued to the sink if it's hand washing.
Follow-ups or check-ups is zero?
Yes, yes. For example, here at university, I speak to a counselor and, you know, and she tracks my progress. And every once in a while, I visit the psychiatrist to see how I'm going, you know.
Ġifri, il-servizz tal-università, kemm ħassejtu tajjeb?
My goodness, it helps so much. And even, for example, once I had an OCD-related panic attack. I went to the counseling service, my usual counselor wasn't there, and they referred me to someone else, you know, kind of like crisis counseling. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And when I went out, I was like, someone heard me, it's so nice to be heard, you know? The services here at university really helped.
Tajjeb ħafna, tajjeb li nisimgħu dawn l-affarijiet ukoll. Illum il-ġurnata kif tipprova tikkontrolla l-istress mingħajr ma jaħkmek daqshekk?
Basically, kind of you learn techniques, you say, for example, if I have a compulsion to wash my hands, I say because also OCD depends on your core beliefs. So let's say, for example, that you're superstitious. Let's say that you're superstitious as a person. So a person who is OCD and has superstitions will say, for example, if I don't wash my hands, this is a compulsion, something bad will happen. Mm-hmm. So the person will go and wash their hands. And sometimes I face that situation. So then I turn it around and I say, okay, if I wash my hands, something bad will happen. So you have to kind of, in a way, trick your own mind. That's the way I control my OCD. Like, and there are many other relaxation techniques. For example, when you're feeling a panic attack coming on, you talk to those around you, you explain your situation and tell them, listen, if I need reassurance, it's because I have OCD. And, you know, not many people accept it. I've had people who, for example, in the beginning they used to help me. Mm-hmm. But then it got to a point where my OCD apparently got too much for them and I started stressing them out and now they kind of treat me differently.
Mela,
you know?
L-importanti tal-arfin.
Yes, exactly.
U l-importanti tal-ajnuna. U a propositu tal-ajnuna, ħanamlu kuntat ma Richmond Foundation u nitkelmu ma Katie Delicata. Mela, kif għattilkom fuq l-linja għanna l-Miss Kate Delicata li hija psychotherapist fiħdan il-Richmond Foundation. Bonġu.
Bonġu.
Grazzi tal-li l-għajt l-istedina tijaj għal dal-kollegament.
Thank you.
Mela, Miss Delicata, mi għaj fil-studio għandi Zazua. Mm-hmm. Zazua li hija second year l-università qed studja English u psychology. U ta' 12-il sena kella is-sintomi ta' OCD.
Okay.
Tista' tgħidilna b'mod professjonali xi tfisser OCD jekk jogħġbok?
Mela, OCD tirreferi għal obsessive compulsive disorder. U dan ovvjament ifisser li d-diffikultajiet huma maqsumin fi tnejn. Fuq naħa għandek l-obsessions. Sewa jiġifieri huma dawk il-ħsibijiet li inti ma jkollokx kontroll fuqhom u li ma tistax twaqqafhom. U minħabba l-anzjetà li dawn l-obsessions itellawlek, inti tista' tiżviluppa xi forma ta' behavior, xi forma ta' compulsion, xi forma ta' forsi ritwal li jkollok bżonn tagħmel over and over sabiex tnaqqas l-anzjetà li ġiet ikkawżata mill-obsession. U ovvjament dan jista' jieħu ħafna forom, ġifieri aħna forsi naħsbu biss fl-idea tan-nies li kollhom bżonn jaħslu idejhom. Però, I mean, l-OCD tista' tieħu ħafna forom differenti, il-ħsibijiet ħafna drabi jkunu distressing ħafna għal persuna li qed tesperjenzahom u allura ikollha ċertu diffikultajiet biex titkellem fuqhom.
Fil-fatt qed nisimgħu l-esperjenza ta' sera hija esperjenza xejn faċli. U ma taħsibx u tkellimna ma' sera wkoll li OCD qed tintuża b'moda illum il-ġurnata?
Iva, għandna jisur zviluppajna dittendenza biex għax namlu xaħġa ktar minn darba najdu għandi OCD fuq għadin. Pero le, I mean, il-marda għanda bżon ċertu kriterja biex ikunu fulfilled u hemm bżon li professjonista jagħti diagnosis ta' OCD. Ġifieri mhix xi ħaġa li għax iċċekkjajt li għandi twieved darbtejn għandi OCD. Meta tibda jkollha impatt fuq il-ħajja tal-persuna.
Sewwa. Sera sabet għajnuna kbira mill-ġenituri tagħha. Indunaw, Iva, uħadwa għall-għajnuna, pero mhux kull ġenitur jista' jinduna jew mhux ġenitur jista' jirrealizza li hemm.
Le, ekku, ekku.
X'nistgħu nagħmlu?
Mela, il-familja għandha rwol importanti ħafna kif dejjem jiġifieri għax is-support tal-familja tista' tagħmel differenza kbira ħafna fil-ħajja tal-persuna. Jekk aħna qisu nibdew ninnutaw li forsi hemm ċertu għax normalment l-OCD tkun akkumpanjata b'ħafna anzjetà u din jista' jkun tkun iżjed viżibbli. Għax il-persuna tista' forsi tipprova taħbi s-sintomi għax tiddejjaq bihom. Imma l-anzjetà forsi tkun iżjed viżibbli. L-ewwel ħaġa li nissuġġerixxi għall-familja għax ovvjament huma mhumiex mistennija li jkunu jafu, huwa li jfittxu l-informazzjoni u jfittxu l-għajnuna professjonali. Imma qari saqsu daqsxejn parir ta' kif għandhom jagħmlu, għax din kull sitwazzjoni tkun differenti skont l-individwu u kif tesperjenza allura jisu diffiċli tgħid. Isma dejjem għamel hekk.
Yes, biex nagħlqu hekk joġbok, is-servizzi li joffru Richmond.
Mela, Richmond offri ħafna servizzi, ovvjament mhux għall-OCD biss, għandna servizzi residenzjali, għandna servizzi ta' rehabilitation u għandna servizzi ta' home support, apparti jekk għandna self-help groups. Għandna general self-help group li ssir every first Wednesday tax-xahar u anxiety self-help group li ssir every last Thursday tax-xahar. Jekk in-nies ikunu jridu iżjed informazzjoni, kemm iċemplu jew jibgħatulna email għandna l-website u hemmhekk isib id-dettalji kollha.
Grazzi ħafna, grazzi tal-kontribut tiegħek.
Xejn, thank you intom.
Mela dik kienet Katie Delicata minn Richmond Foundation. Jina Sara nirringrazzjak ħafna tal-li ġejt, nixtieqlek kull suċċess f'ħajtek u nispera li anke bħala professjoni tgħin nies oħra wkoll għadha fit-għadha. Grazzi ħafna.
I just like to say thank you to all of those who have supported me, my family, my friends, my boyfriend Cedric, as well as his family. Thank you so much. I love all of you. Thank you so much with all your help on this journey. Thank you.
Proceed, grazie.
Nilqakom għat-tieni parti tal-programm u miegħi bħala spert illum għandi l-Dr. John Borch, psikjatra, u ħalli ddiskutu miegħu il-marda tal-fittaġni. Dr. Borch, grazzi tal-ilqajt l-istennina.
Ringrazzja lilek, Katja, tal-istennina tiegħek.
U nduru mal-ewwel għal biex nistaqsik dwar il-marda tal-fittaġni, x'i tkun din il-marda?
Din hija marda komuni mhux ħażin, fil-fatt insibuha ben wieħed u 3% tal-popolazzjoni.
Aw mhux ħażin mela, nifier jekk għandna 400,000.
Qed ngħidu
ngħidu 4,000 u iktar.
Bejn 4 u 12,000 fil-fatt, minn wieħed sa 3%. Ta' min isemmi wkoll li taffettwa lin-nisa daqs l-irġiel, jiġifieri m'għandha m'hemm l-ebda differenza fl-inċidenza, n-nisa jsofru minnha daqs kemm isofru l-irġiel. Hija kondizzjoni. Fejn li l-individwu li jibati minn il-kondizzjoni jkollu ħafna ħsibijiet intrusivi. Dak li bl-Ingliżi jgħidulhom intrusive thoughts. U dawn u bħala riżultat ta' dan, dawn il-ħsibijiet iġibu ħafna ansjetà, ħafna biża, ħafna nkwieta l-individwu, ħafna problemi nistgħu ngħidu hekk.
U x'jiġri ġifri pereżempju persuna li qed bati mill-OCD għax bl-Ingliż ngħidu l-obsessive compulsive
disorder.
Ikun jista' jgħix ħajja normali.
Sa ċertu punt, jekk tkun trejt, jekk tkun tbagħti ftit, tgħaddi, imma jekk tkun default kif jgħidu bl-Ingliż default blown condition, tkun severa l-kondizzjoni, jista' toħloq problemi fil-ħajja ta' kuljum. Biex
nagħti eżempju ta'
xi ġri. Nagħti eżempju ta' din il-kondizzjoni, pereżempju komuni ħafna il-ħasil tal-idejn. L-individwu, ir-raġel jew il-mara, jibda jaħseb li jdejh ikkontaminati. Imur jaħseb l-idejh, imma jibqa l-ħsieb dan il-ħsieb li referejna li bħala ħsieb intrussiv li ħdeħ għadhom maħmuġin, għadhom kontaminati. Allura jerġa' jmur jaħsilhom.
X'ikem jaħsilhom biex nagħtu eżempju. Anke
mijiet ta' drabi, u ġien min xi daqqiet irid jaħsilhom f'ċertu ritwal. Komparti mill-kondizzjoni, iktar ma tkun severa, iktar, perempju, kiet tkun severa ħafna, jista' jkun hemm ritwal. Perempju, l-ewwel irid jaħsel jidu l-neminija, imbagħad jaħsel jidu x-xellugija, jaħsilha minn quddiem, imbagħad irid jaħsilhom minn wara, qed nivvinta. Imbagħad irid jaħsel bejn subajh, imbagħad jixxuttohom. X'e nagħmel ir-ritwal li jien naf jista' jieħu nofsija. Mar u reġa' daħal l-ħsieb. L-intrusiv thought, il-ħsieb intrusiv. Li jideħ, mumiex wara kollox maħsulin sew li baqalu il-mikrobi, baqalu l-bakterja u dawn jista' jittieħed u jlaqdux infection u jerġa' jmur u jibda r-ritwal. And it can go on and on and on, it can go on tliet sijiet. Bħala riżultat ta' dan, bħala jisu komplikazzjoni ta' din, jista per eżempju jisloħ u ja kollu dermatite f'deħ, jista jiffjammawlu ideħ, jista joħloq ħafna problemi, il-problema tista tikber.
Ġifieri nibdew minn problema waħda u mbagħad tinfilza ruha.
Qed ngħid f'każi severi, mhux qed ngħid f'każi fejn ikollok mhux kulħadd jasal s'hemmhekk. Hemm eżempji oħra tal-marda tal-fittaġni, eżempju komuni ħafna li xi ħadd jiċċekkja l-bib. Huwa tajjeb li tiċċekkja li l-bib magħlu li ma tidħolx id-dar tħalli l-bib miftuħ. Imma dan jidħol, jitla fuq u jgħaddi ħsieb li l-bib huwa miftuħ. Jinżel u jiċċekkja u jsibu magħlu u jerġa' jitla. Semmek ma ngħidulux jien personalment ġieli li kulħadd jiġrilu hekk. Ma dan jitla u jgħid imma il-bib tajt għalaqtu u jerġa' jinżel jiċċekkjah. U jista' jagħmel għal 20 darba. Dik hija l-marda mhux li marriċ niftihem ħażin, marriċ li ma qed jismana jifhimna ħażin, mhux għax tiċċekkja l-bib darba ifisser li għandek il-marda tal-fittaġni. Biss jekk inti qed tiċċekkjah 20 darba, hemmhekk kif hemmhekk hemm il-kundizzjoni.
Għanda x-taqsam ma memoria, x-jek persuna tkun insit, jem x-ċekak għal kuri għanda x-taqsam ma short term memory, per eżempju.
Ija forma t-ansjeta li jinti jiġik dubju mill-li għamilt u terġa t-ċekja,
Ija l-compulsion, u
Eżatt, li ġib l-intrusive thought li ġib l-compulsion. Eżempju ieħor komuni huwa. Flaxija, għabelt murtor għottaj tisma, jen il-gass għalatu, il-gass tal-kuker għalatu, jew il-ċilindru tal-gass għalatu, u t-mur t-ċekja. Affarijiet normali t-ċekja darba, imma min ikun ibati b'dil kondizjoni, jimur jiċċekja, per eżempju, u sabu malu, il-kuker mitfi. Mena jimur jorqot, daħal fis-sodda, imma jien ħallejtu miftuħ, naħseb ħammur nerġa' niċċekja, għax jekk kienu miftuħ jista'
jisplodi
kull mod. U jerġa' jmur. U jerġa' jmur, u jerġa' repetutament. Dik hija l-kondizzjoni.
Samta kon qegħdin nippreparaw ftit tal-programm, semmejt li hemm l-OCD, l-Obsessive Compulsive Disorder, u semmejt li wkoll l-OCPD.
Li huma totalment differenti.
Jekk nibdew naqra fuq l-OCD isna tkellimna ftit u xejn.
L-OCD kif għadna hija compulsion. Hija forma ta' neurosi, ta' neurosis bl-Ingliż. Hija dik li jgħidu l-aħan uża terminoloġija bl-Ingliż. Ego dystonic, lilek iddejqek. Jien naf li l-bieb huwa magħluq, imma għandi compulsion li mmur niċċekkjah.
Ma taf li mhix ħaġa tajba tiddejqek.
Ej ma ngħidux tajba. Li qed iddejjaqni. Lil qed toħloq li ħafna ansjeta. Għalhekk ngħidu l-neurosis هي فورمة نيوروزيس للي قد تهلقني للي قد تدياني ليغو تي اي ايغو ديستونيك ليغو مش كونتنت مش هابي بالانجليز ين قد تدياني قد نعمل شهاجة لقد تورتاني لقد تدياني
تمور كونترا الناتورة تي اي
كونترا ليغو تي اي ما نفش استشتايد لان
فيرو اش هي كوندزيوني تالبرسونا
ديك هي المادنا low CD بيش نوزاو ترمينولوجيا بالانجليز low CPD obsessive compulsive personality disorder شهات تبات low CPD برزيمبيو اريد كلوش فوق الاسكريفانية ازات هو għandu kollox jaħmel kollox brutina minn bat low CPD per eżempju, jirritu fis-sitta u nofsi mur il-qoddis, fis-seba jipprepara biex mur għaxxol, jaqbad l-istess karozza, etc. etc. F'dan il-każ, jew irrid kollox eżatt, irrid kollox ordnat, irrid ir-rutina. F'dal-każ, il-ħaġa hija ego sintonic. Toġbu l-individwu toġbu jien xaħat kontent li għandu ċertu word nifħajtu li kollox irrid sewwa li kollox irrid blezat waħda l-OCD qed iddejjaqni qed tikkawżali ħafna ansjetà fija jien niġi
persuna tiġi persuna
tiġi ansjuż il-persuna tiġi nervuż waqt li l-oħra il-persona li għandu dil-kondizjoni huwa kontent. Jisma jien inqom fil-ħodu, għandi kollox ordnat, id-dar kollox eżatt, il-platti.
Pupilla,
pupilla,
kollox
il-kummara qed tagħmel il-platti kollha eżatti, qed nivvinta. Il-borom kollha fejn xogħol.
Sim ħafna fin-nisa tad-dar imma din il-ħaġa li jkun irdu kollox eżatt.
Jien ma nifhimx imbagħad fl-indar.
Naqas jien mhux naqas hekk. Xogħolkom bħala psikjatri. Kemm hi diffiċli tiddistingwi bejn l-OCD u l-OCPD meta jiġi pazjent quddimek l-ewwel darba?
Relattivament faċli, ma naraħħiex daqshekk diffiċli, għax kif għadna waħda hija ego dystonic l-OCD.
Timdejja forsi
nervuż.
No nervuż.
Jgħidlek isma' jien irid immur niċċekkja lil gas mal-qox darba qabel norqod. Jien qed nintela bin-nervi, jien m'iniex tiffunzjona, jien qed immur tarta għax-xogħol għax qabel noħroġ fil-għodu, irid niċċekkja li 40 darba li l-bib huwa magħluq allura naqgħad dan irid il-ħin biex. Immaġina, jien immaġinaw xi ħadd ħareġ mid-dar fil-għodu, fis-seba' ta' fil-għodu għax-xogħol. U dan xi niduru l-kantuniera jaħseb li l-bib ħallih miftuħ. Darba.
Kulħadd
jiġri jien tajt insejt immur niċċekkjah. Biss immaġina dan l-individwu irid jiċċekkja qabel jirnexxielu jikkontrolla lilhom nifsu jitlaq għax-xogħol 20 darba, din ħadħodlu sija. Allura qed immur tar dan qed ħajmur mimli bin-nervi, ħajmur li probabbli jkollu l-inkwiet fuq ix-xogħol. Allura dik hija l-OCD, dik hija ego dystonic. Mentre l-oħra xi ħadd qam kif l-eżempju li tajt iżjed.
Imma jasal ix-xogħol fil-ħin.
Fil-ħin, eżatt, għall-ħares jasal minuta tard, timbagħad għall-ħares il-karozza tittardi 5 minuti għax għalih ikun l-aħħar tad-dinja. Imma dik huwa rutina, dik huwa l-OCPD.
Ifi u dawn in-nies fis-sens il-mediċini li għandna jgħinu.
Jgħinu ħafna u jikkontrollaw u ħafna nies ma jieħdux il-kura ma jiffunzjonawx. Speċjalment minn ibati blow CD, għax it can be bl-Ingliż jgħidu la crippling, it can be very disabling.
Ma tistax tiffunzjona biha sew.
Jien naf the case which comes to mind.
Il-prattika
xaħat. Biex għaxxar il-leħja fil-ħodu irrid tletzijat. Għandu rutina, għandu ritual, għandu kif dan. Dan fil-ħodu għara kem qed jaħliħin. Checking and checking li qed jagħmel ġifieri, it can be an extremely. Biex u kulħadd, it depends on the severity. It depends on the severity it can of the condition, but the full blown condition it can be very, very, very disabling. Sfortunatament ma tħallix l-individu jiffunzjoni.
Il-kas ta' OCD, kif għandna nagħtu support? Ġifri jekk hawn familjari ta' persuni li jibgħatu bl-OCD.
Min għandu OCD għandu jkellem lit-tabib tiegħu, s'intendi, it-tabib tal-familja. U it-tabib tal-familja jekk ikun hemm bżonn, jekk il-kundizzjoni tkun severa, jirreferi għall-psikjatra.
U l-psikjatra ma jmur għandu x'jagħmel, immaġna jassessja.
Jassessja l dan. Il-modi ta' kif titratta dil-kundizzjoni ħafna drabi ikunu bil-individwi li jieħu kors ta' pilloli. Il-biċċa l-kbira ikun fittul il-pilloli.
X'ikunu l-pilloli? Ġieli semmejn jew fuq il-programm, ġifiex tip ta' pilloli jkun?
Il-biċċa l-kbira fi żminijiet tal-lum nużaw pilloli jgħidulhom SSRIs.
Ok, li għandu fuq serotonina
fil-moġ. Eżatt, li nużawhom ukoll fid-depression. Huma pilloli effettivi ħafna. U jekk ikun hemm bżonn dak li jkun għandu joħodhom. Plus il-pilloli hemm diversi modi oħra ta' kif titratta l-kundizzjoni. Waħda minnhom hija dik li għadu la CBT, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy.
Ok. Ringrazzjak ħafna Dr. Borsch tal-li kont magħna f'dan il-programm. Nispera nerġgħu konna opportunità li nerġgħu nistiddu għax tallimna ħafna.
U forsi nitħattu iżjed fit-tul għax
il-ħin
huwa limitat ħafna.
U nirringrazzja s-semmija u nagħmel appuntament magħhom għal-pallum 20.